This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our next guest, a lot of people have been talking about off-season, what's going on camp-wise. Everything starts on June the 1st, and Andy Vaughn, Director of Player Personnel from the University of Miami, is kind enough to join us. Andy, thanks so much for taking some time on this Monday evening. I hope all is well.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime, anytime. Obviously, the one thing during this entire pandemic was not getting a contact with any of these kids, getting to watch them, getting to see them, getting to talk to them. So everything changes on June 1st. I know that Miami's following suit like everybody else is, with some really, really good camps slated for the month of June. Talk about what's going on camp-wise, because I know that all the kids are and their parents have been waiting for this news.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks again for having me on and letting me kind of share what's going on with camps at the U. You know, we've had a lot of camps over the years. We've got a good combination of different types of camps this year for different age groups. You know, we have our individual camps, which are on June 2nd, June 9th, and June 16th. So those are set up really individually. You know, any position, come in, learn a lot from our coaching staff. You'll get some hands-on coaching from those. Those are on Wednesdays, the first 3 Wednesdays of the month. Then our specialist camp is on June the 10th. And then, of course, we have our 7-on-7 and big man OLDL camps, which are on June the 6th and June the 13th. You know, those are obviously affiliating with the high schools. We've got those. They've always been a big hit. So we've kind of run the gamut of just different types of camps and kind of spread those throughout the month. So if you can't make one, there's plenty of time to get scheduled and get one later in the month if you need to. So,
you know, Andy, now people ask about like the Paradise Camp, is that coming back at all or any form of that? Or
it will, yeah. You know, that's obviously been something that's been a staple here at Miami for quite a few years. That is coming back. That'll be the last Saturday in June. You know, that's our very competitive camp for us. It's really, we take pride in that camp because it's a lot different than most camps around the country. It's really based on competition, on learning from your position coach, your position. We really want to, you know, test the guys, see what they can learn, they can retain. We want to see guys that compete against the best of the best and down here in South Florida, and that's what the Paradise Camp has been. We want to continue that, and that'll be on June the 26th.
You know, we had James Franklin from Penn State on earlier this evening. He said the one thing that they, you know, colleges missed out on by not having their camps last year was identifying the kids from the future. And he says that's the one thing. You know, he says we usually know who the kids are, you know, in the immediate classes, but at those events, you get to see kids and that you've never seen before. You know, kids who may have introduced themselves at 5'7 and 140, and now they're 6'1, 180. So obviously having these camps are very valuable to you guys. But, you know, at the same time, the high school, the local high school coaches, the kids who have been kind of suppressed and not been able to go to these college camps, the experience is something that they'll last a lifetime. I mean, these things are, you know, it's been a ritual for as long as I can remember to head off to a summer event. And like you said, learn some things. You come to one of those camps that's geared to the offensive and defensive linemen. Talk about that, because just up until recently, maybe the last 4 or 5 years, they were kind of lumped in with everybody else. Now they've got a camp by themselves. Talk about that, and probably it lends itself to the position is getting stronger on both sides of the line of scrimmage.
100%, Larry. And I think you touched on a really, really important point. You know, it's not only about, you know, having that opportunity to do evaluations and find those young and upcoming players that you may not see on Friday nights, but you'll see them flash in a camp just because of the growth and the timeline that it takes to become an elite player. But you miss out on the team building and the camaraderie. We talk about the team 7-on-7 camps that we have. You know, you show up as a team and you're going to compete against the best of the best and you know, in a one-day setting, and that's going to build some camaraderie and some team building exercises just during that event that are going to carry over to the season. I think that's vital for a lot of programs, is to see where you stack up and find out if you're really doing the work that it takes to be successful. You need to go back to the drawing board and put in even more work, you know? I think when you look at the big man part of it, a lot of times in the past, those guys were being left out. You know, the team takes off to a 7-on-7 tournament and they're left at home. And that's not something that we want to do. We want to bring those guys on campus and see them compete against each other, just like the skill positions are doing. And you mentioned finding a diamond in the rough, and I give you a good example of a guy who came to our campus and enrolled in January, and that's Michael McLaughlin. You know, we saw him for the first time in a camp in 2019. You know, he was here with his team. He was here for the OLDL part of the camp. He thought he was a tight end at that time, and we wanted to work him out as a offensive tackle, and the rest is history. You know, he moved over to that position, had a great high school career, you know, in the 2019 and then 2020. And then, and, you know, now he's going to be a offensive lineman that's going to be a really good player for us for the next couple of years. And we did find him in an OLDL camp. So,
yeah. Yeah, that happens, and I guess that's what they're designed for. Before we let you go, it must be a thrill to see this 2021 class kind of trickle in. You got a few of them in early now. A couple more came in today. Probably get a couple more towards the summertime. Talk about that, because this is one of those classes that Coach Diaz has talked about. You know, yeah, this is a great class, but we got to follow it up and follow it up after that. But talk about the excitement of seeing some of these 2021 kids, you know, start to come on campus.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're excited about the bunch that got here in the spring, but I don't think I'm overstating the fact that just these last, you know, 24 hours moving the guys in yesterday and then seeing those guys walk the halls today and the Sofer Indoor Facility, you know, the James Williams, the Leonard Taylors, the Romello Brinsons, all those guys from top to bottom, you know, just seeing that class walk around the campus and in the building, you know, you get a little bit of a goosebumps, to be honest with you, because you know how good those guys can be.
Oh yeah.
It's a really strong nucleus from South Florida, which is exciting. You know, guys stayed home, made the commitment to stay and play for the hometown team. And you know, I think that class could be really special for us. I think those guys are all eager to come in, to put in the work and prove themselves. You know, today they're even in the building just chomping at the bit, you know, after they get all their medical clearance and all that stuff, just getting ready to work out and join the team. And those guys are fired up, and we're equally just as excited to see how those guys come on campus. And summer is really a great time for those guys to learn, to grow their bodies and get bigger in the weight room and get stronger and faster. And I think some of those guys you will not recognize when they hit July, and you see how much Coach David Feely and his staff have been able to transform these guys and just the work that they put in. I'm excited to see how that turns out.
Good stuff. Andy Vaughn, Director of Player Personnel for the University of Miami, thanks so much for filling us in on the much-awaited summer camps. A lot of people have been calling me and texting me, get somebody on from the University of Miami. We need to get the information. They got it. Thanks so much, Andy.
Yeah, and all your guys out there listening can check us out at MannyDiazFootballCamps.com to get all those dates and register for the camps.
Awesome. Can't wait. Excited. Thanks so much for taking of your time.
Thanks, Blue. Appreciate you having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.